This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
الحمد لله رب العالمين صلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا ثم ما بعد. Today inshallah تبارك وتعالى another dua from the Quran. We're reading from Surah Al-A'raf chapter 7 ayah number 23. قال الله تبارك وتعالى قال ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. In a translation they said speaking about Adam and Eve, our Lord, we have wronged ourselves, and if you do not forgive us and have mercy upon us, we will surely be among the losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from the Rabbil Alameen. So to understand the ayah has a context, and the context is in the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when Allah azza wa jal began the creation of man. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke in the previous ayat about the creation of Adam and Eve. When he first created Adam, قال الله تبارك وتعالى قال ولقد مكناكم في الأرض وجعلنا لكم فيها معاش. This ayah number 10. So we're going back about 15 ayahs before that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing His mercy upon us when He says that we have مكناكم في الأرض, which means we have established you on earth. We've given you everything that you need to be established on earth. وجعلنا لكم فيها معاش, and we gave you so much so that you could survive and live off of it. قال قليلا ما تشكرون, but few amongst you are truly grateful to Allah Azza wa Jal, which is something Allah said in other ayat. قال وقليل من عبادي الشكور, and truly those who are truly grateful are few among the people. قال, and then he said ولقد خلقناكم ثم صورناكم. سبحانه وتعالى said, قال, we created you, we made you into different images. ثم قلنا الملائكة استدوا لآدم, and we told the angel to prostrate for Adam, and they did. Except for Iblis, لم يكن من الساجدين. He refused. قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك. What prevents you from prostrating to me, or to Adam when I ordered you? Now that's when Iblis brought one of the first major sins that still exist until this time. What did he say to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala? قال أنا خير من. I'm better than he is. That's the exact same statement human beings they do today, about their culture, about their color, about their, you know, whatever lifestyle they have. Everybody feels they're superior to others, and they always try to push that agenda. It was from the devil himself first. When he said to Allah, he says, I'm better than him. You made me from fire, you made him from clay, from dirt. Like, he's dirt. What is he? That's exactly the same thing we have in our cultures these days, unfortunately. People look at each other from that perspective. We're better than them in terms of our advancement, our technology, our science, our color, or whatever that is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala قال اهبطوا منها. He says اهبط منها, get out of here. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He expelled the devil or Iblis out of heavens. Says you go, إنك من الصاغرين, you shall be humiliated. So that one, He gave the challenge. قال ربي انظرني إلى يوم يبعثون. My Lord, can you give me to live until the end of time? So at least I want to prove to you that this creation is not worthy of your blessing, of your ni'mah, of your recognition. I want to prove it to you, my Lord. And Allah knows best, obviously. But it's for us to understand the relationship between ourselves, human beings, and the shaitan, so that we recognize that challenge for ourselves. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is never a challenge anyway. Still, He is a creation of Allah azza wa jal. قَالَ إِنَّكَ مِنَ الْمُنْظَرِينَ. You got it. You want to be until the end of time? You got it. So you'll have it. قال فبما أغويت إلى قدنا لهم صراطك المستقيم. Because of that, I shall remain standing or sitting on the straight path that leads to you. What does that exactly mean? I am going to be against them. I will prevent them from reaching to you. And he made it even clear. ثم لآتين من بين أيديهم ومن خلفهم وعن أيمانهم وعن شمائلهم. I shall come from in front of them, from behind them, from the right side, from the left side. What does that exactly mean? He says, I'm not going to give them a chance. I will be around them to tempt them. I will be around them to try to seduce them. from all directions. When they look forward, they'll see some temptation. They try to escape back, I'll be there. They try to run away from the right side, left side, I will always be there. What's the purpose? In order to get with himself as many as he can from the people of Adam, the children of Adam, with him to hellfire. قَالَ وَلَا تَجِدُوا أَكْثَرَهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you're not going to see the majority to be grateful to you. Like they're not grateful by nature. That's what he's trying to say. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أُخْرُجْ مِنْهَا مَدْءُ مَدْحُورًا. You know what? Go out. You're humiliated. You and those who follow you are going to have the same destination, to the fire of hell. And then Allah subhanahu told Adam, يَا أَدَمُ اسْكُنْ أَنْتَ وَزَوْجُكَ الْجَنَّةِ. Adam, you and your spouse, live in this paradise. Enjoy it. Mina jama'ah, what else do you need after living in paradise? Now the ulama, they say, is it the same paradise that we're going to be going to? Or is, hopefully we will be there, may Allah subhanahu make it easy for us? Or is it a different paradise? Something different, unique. Maybe not at that level of eternity, but it's still, it's a paradise. And the majority, they say it's the same paradise. It's the same paradise because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's going to bring them back again to where they belong. And also because Iblis, when he seduced Adam and his wife, what did he tell him? He says, Shajaratul Khul, this is eternity. So eventually, he lived there for some time. And then the shaitan came, as Allah says, فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَ الشَّيْطَانِ. He whispered to them. Look, the word waswas, that tells you the power of the shaitan, the power of the devil over you. And what is that, jama'ah? Just whisper. The shaitan is not holding your hand to click on that thing that is wrong. He's not holding your ear to listen to this backbiting, for example. He's not holding your tongue to speak ill or curse or cuss. He's not doing of that stuff. Who's doing this? You do. And what is shaitan is doing? Just whisper. And that's what Allah says about him in the Quran when the argument happens between him and the people of the hellfire and they blame him. What do they say? He says, no. That's your own doing. قَالَ وَمَا كَانَ لِي عَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُلْطَانٍ إِلَّا أَنْ دَعَوْتُكُمْ فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي. The only power I had over you, I called you to do something, you just listened to me. That's all. فَمَا أَنَا بِمُصْرِخِكُمْ وَمَا أَنْتُ بِمُصْرِخِي. I'm not going to help you, you can't help me. So just beat it. Deal with your own thing. Like we're all doomed in this fire, basically. That's what he's going to say. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that he will tell us that, look, it's all about whispering. So those whispers are dangerous, jama'ah. And what the ulama, they tell us, look, the khatir means that everything starts with a thought. It starts with a thought, passing thought. As long as it's a passing thought, you're good. But once you hold it, it becomes a trouble. Because when you start thinking too much about it, what happens? You start making an idea out of it. The thought becomes an idea. And then if you continue thinking about that idea, you start doing what? You start planning. And when you plan, you start kind of like visualizing what's going to happen if you do this, if you do that. It becomes a plan. And when you start seeing it as a plan, what happens? There comes azm, which means an intention. Like, okay, I mean, yeah, why not? You start now intending to do. And after that intention, what happens? The heart will fall for it. And it starts sending all the orders to all the organs to fulfill the plan. So you start doing. All of it starts with what? With a whisper. So Allah said that he came to them and he whispered to Adam and Eve, says, قَالَ فَوَسْوَسَ لَهُمَا الشَّيْطَانُ. Like, look, the only reason why you've been prevented from eating from that tree is because if you eat from the tree, you'll become angels, which is more superior beings, or you live in eternity, you're not going to die. And then, obviously, I'm not going to believe this, but when you have somebody like the shaitan comes and says, وَقَاسَمَهُمَا إِنِّي لَكُمَا لَمِنَ النَّاصِحِينَ. The shaitan used the name of Allah Azza wa Jal. He says, I swear to you, I swear by God, that it's true. I mean, for someone who's innocent, never experienced lies in the name of God. Never experienced lies in the name of God. What would you do? I mean, you believe? Why not? I mean, he's invoking the name of God on me. I mean, and he is the creation of God. He knows that no one dares to use the name of God in vain. So they believed. So you know what? Yeah, why not? فَأَكَلَا مِنْهَا. So they ate from the tree. And suddenly all that pleasure that they had disappeared. Even the clothing that they had on themselves disappeared. And their shames came out. And they start trying to cover themselves. And they're scared now. They don't know what to do. Then came the call from their Lord, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكُمَا. Didn't I tell you? Didn't I tell you that he is an enemy to you? You listen to his whispers? That's what you're going to get. Get out of this Jannah. Get out of this paradise. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And that's when they came to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Immediately, they did not hesitate. After they've committed that sin, the only way you can spare yourself the trouble, the only way you can save yourself the punishment or being casted out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is you do what? You fix it with Him. And how do you fix it with Allah azza wa jal? You go back again in repentance to Him. And that is what they did immediately. قَالَ رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. The first thing they did is what? Acknowledge that whose fault was that? Their fault. Our Lord, we transgressed against ourselves. They didn't say, our Lord, you tricked us. Like many people these days, they could say, Ya Rab, why? Why are you doing this to me? Why am I, you know, why are you making this easy? They blame everything on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah Azza wa Jal here is saying, they admitted their guilt. رَبَّنَا ظَلَمْنَا أَنفُسَنَا. And that's the first thing. And then say, وَإِن لَمْ تَغْفِرْ لَنَا وَتَرْحَمْنَا لَنَكُنَّ مِنْ الْخَاسِرِينَ. If you don't forgive us, and if you don't shower us with your mercy, we will be doomed. What does that exactly mean? Also admitting that we don't deserve it. We don't deserve that mercy, we don't deserve that forgiveness, because we admit our fault to you. And we will be ruined if we don't get that mercy from you, Rabbil Alameen. So what they're saying exactly, our Lord, yes, we don't deserve it. But you deserve to be the most merciful, the most compassionate. So even though we admit our fault, it's our mistake, our Lord, forgive us. And Allah subhanahu says, قَالَ اهْبِطُوا مِنْهَا جَمِيعًا. He says, you're going to go down from this place. I'm not going to give a second chance for this right now. You will have that second chance. And that second chance is going to be what? A delayed gratification moment. Delayed gratification. What does that mean? I promise you to bring you back again to this place. But you're going to have to prove that you're worthy of it. You have to prove that you're worthy of going back again to paradise. All of us, dear brothers and sisters, are on that path and journey to return back to where we belong. Are we going to hit that target? You've been given a choice. You've been given the option to go and obey God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in a way that is most pleasing to Him, not to you. Otherwise, if we're going to go by what is pleasing to us, we're going to follow our desires easily. We go with gravity. Easy. But to ascend above our desires and whims, it takes a lot of energy, a lot of effort to go above that. And that's what Allah says, قَلَهْ بِطُوا بَعْضُكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٍ. Look, you and him are going to be enemies until the day of judgment. Be careful with that, he says. وَلَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ مُسْتَقَرُّ وَمَتَاعٌ إِلَى حِينٍ. You're going to live in this earth for an appointed time. And then he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال in conclusion, قال, فِيهَا تَحْيَوْنَا وَفِيهَا تَمُوتُونَ وَمِنْهَا تُخْرَجُونَ. You're going to live on earth, and you're going to die on earth, and we're going to resurrect you back from earth. Living there, dying there, and you're going to be coming out from there. The following ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaking about the major temptation that the shaitan is having over the children of Adam. What is that major temptation, Jama'ah? Anyone knows? The major temptation the shaitan has against the children of Adam. The easiest thing. What is that? I wish it was shirk billah. It's not about asking people to disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jalla. No. Because that's hard for people to do unless they have a stronger motive. But what is easy for people to do? Follow their desire. Sexual desires. That's his biggest thing. And the easy thing. Because it's natural. It's an instinct, isn't it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala instilled those desires in us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed us to fulfill them, right? But he codified it. It's not like animals. If you desire something, you just go jump on it. No, it has rules for that. You can't do it before marriage. You have to do it with someone that you're allowed to do it. There are certain rules for that. And the shaitan is going to try to ask us to kind of like go with nature without having to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with these guidelines. So if you feel that you would like to, you know, have intimacy, you just go whatever you want. And that's what Allah says here, قَالْ يَا بَنِي آدَمَ قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسَ يُوَارِ سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشَ O children of Adam, we've sent down to you clothes, garments, by which you cover your shames. And also adornments, risha. Rish, which is basically a feather, means your kind of designs and so on. And then Allah says, وَلِبَاسُ التَّقْوَى ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ But the best of all garment that you adorn yourself with is what? Righteousness and piety. Some people, they wear fancy clothes, but they have no shame. Because they have no piety to cover that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that, look, it's not about how fancy your clothes are, it's how pious you are. You might be wearing the cheapest clothes, but your taqwa radiates, subhanAllah, makes you look the most attractive person in the eyes of other people. Why? Because, mashallah, her taqwa, her piety, her righteousness. That's what it means. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Ya bani Adam, la yaftinannakum ash-shaytanu kama akhraja abawaykum min al-jannah. Be careful, all children of Adam. Don't be tricked and deceived by the shaytan the way he did to your forefathers, Adam and his wife. What did he do? He says, subhanahu wa ta'ala, قال, يَنْزِعُ عَنْهُمَا لِبَاسَهُمَا لِيُرِيَهُ وَسَمْآتِهِمَا He takes their clothes off to show them their shame. إِنَّهُ يَرَاكُمْ هُوَ قَبِيلٌ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا تَرَوْنَهُمْ He can see you, you cannot see him. So he has advantage over you by tempting and whispering without you knowing or seeing him doing that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us over here is that, look, the first thing that shaitan did is to expose men, women to the desires. And he's going to continue to do that until this day. One of the worst, unfortunately, in our culture today is the culture of pornography, where people are allowed, you know, to go and indulge into watching and all these kind of things, a'udhu billah. And it's a huge industry. People making billions of dollars out of this, and on the cost of what? Our akhlaq, our manners, our society, our family values, our, you know, coherent, again, culture of our time is just completely destroyed because of all of that. And all, why? Because Allah said the shaitan will target this first. Because if people obey the shaitan in this, it becomes easier for them to obey him in everything else. He starts with the desire, and then people are willing to compromise themselves in everything, including in aqidah. Like if someone, the shaitan, the devil comes to you and says, disbelieve in God, deny God, you might say, A'udhu billah, A'udhu billah. But then the shaitan plants a seed for desires in your heart and you start falling for it. And then you get, unfortunately, you get attached to someone who may be non-Muslim. And then you would like to fulfill your desire with them. And they insist, no, I can't, you're Muslim. You're willing to compromise that. People are willing to compromise their aqidah, their faith, just for their desires. That's why it's extremely, extremely dangerous. Although committing a sin, it doesn't take the person out of the fold of Islam. But taking it easy can lead the person to leave Islam. That's how dangerous that is. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, Rabbil Alameen. So again, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from wronging against ourselves. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us forgiveness, to have mercy upon us, so we would not be among those who are ruined. So this is a dua that we're going to be making right now, inshallah, tabaraka wa ta'ala. Rabbana, zalamna anfusana, wa illam taghfir lana, wa tarhamna, lanakunanna minal khasirin. Rabbana, akhrijna min hadhihi al-qariya, الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار ربنا إنك من تدخل النار فقد أخزيت وما للظالمين من أنصار ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آمنا بما أنزلت واتبعنا الرسول فاكتبنا مع الشاهدين. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك وذريتنا من الشيطان الرجيم. ربنا هب لنا من لدنك ذرية طيبة إنك سميع الدعاء. اللهم مالك الملك تؤتي الملك من تشاء وتنزع الملك ممن تشاء وتعز من تشاء وتذل من تشاء بيدك الخير إنك على كل شيء قدير. تولج الليل في النهار وتولج النهار في الليل وتخرج الحي من الميت وتخرج الميت من الحي وترزق من تشاء بغير حساب. ربنا إننا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. ربنا إنك جامع الناس ليوم لا ريب فيه إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. ربنا سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إصرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا أفرغ علينا صبرا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. اللهم أجرنا في مصيبتنا واخلف لنا خيرا منها. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم. ربنا واجعلنا مسلمين لك ومن ذريتنا أمة مسلمة لك وأرنا مناسكنا وتب علينا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. ربنا واجعل فينا من يتلو علينا آياتك ويعلمنا الكتاب والحكمة ويزكينا إنك أنت العزيز الحكيم. ربنا اجعل هذا البلد آمنا وارزقنا من الثمرات وأهله من آمن منهم بالله واليوم الآخر. اللهم اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك، أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت، أستغفرك وأتوب إليك. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.